Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show Vida en Zero Gravity, Life in Zero Gravity. I'm your host, Zero Grav, doing what it do. This is the Stockton Slap episode 209, baby. Diaz Bros Unite. It's episode 209. Sometimes it trips me out, like, how many episodes I have, honestly. And I'm not gonna lie, I feel bad. I feel like, as I might, I just do not feel like I'm living up to my potential with these episodes, and I apologize for that. I am trying. I'm trying my best. I've had some crazy hectic weeks where I have so little free time, and I'm doing this because, I mean, I made a promise to myself that I was gonna keep this show going, and I've been consistent. I haven't missed a day. I was close. Last week, I was close. I don't think that episode came out till like 10 at night or something. But hey, I've missed a Monday. Maybe not that late. Maybe 8 and 10 for YouTube, maybe. I know YouTube, I messed up the week before. This whole money saga. The money saga was just... good news, if you're tired of hearing about it, I decided to not write shit about it this week. I'm over it. I mean... I haven't got my money yet. I will hopefully get it in a few hours. That's the latest update, I guess. It's just been... It's been so crazy, and I'm so tired of it, man. And I don't want to, like, drag y'all into it anymore. So, hopefully things get better. I'm hoping for the best. I don't know what to expect, man. I'm doing my best, honestly. So, hopefully we can resolve that soon. It was supposed to be resolved a while ago, but that's all we're going to talk about. With the money saga, okay. As a kid, I was a fan of Goosebumps. I read the books. The funnest books to read in that series, or some of the funnest ones, were the ones where you create your own adventure. That was always so cool. Like, you make a choice and it affects the rest of the story. You get different endings. Like, I thought that was a cool way to do that. It was like, reader... Because it was always like, the slogan for Goosebumps was, reader, beware, you're in for a scare. You know, so it was always fun. I miss Goosebumps. But the good news is they brought Goosebumps back. I like that, like, creepy vibe of it. The show was fun. It holds up decently when you watch it now, the old show. The kid actors, some of them are so bad. I want to say, like, Ryan Gosling was on
that. I might be wrong about that, but I remember seeing an episode, and he wasn't bad, but a lot of the kid actors are just... brutal to watch, you know, which is understandable. I mean, they're kids, like, they're not gonna have a lot of acting experience, and they're getting used to it, you know. And maybe that's why in the new series, I haven't looked up the ages of these people, but none of them are younger than, like, teenagers in the new series that they are releasing now. None of them are like older than, or yeah, none of them are younger than that. So It seems pretty good so far. I actually watched they had a 5-episode debut, and I started watching it on Hulu, and then I realized I have, like, the Hulu with commercials because I'm cheap, but I have Disney Plus, and Disney Plus doesn't have commercials, so I watched the first episode, and then I realized that it was on Disney Plus as well, and I was like, damn it, I've watched these commercials for nothing. I mean, you know, if you know me, you know I was still productive. I'm sitting there watching it. I'm watching the commercials. Or I'm, like, reading a book while the commercials are going on. So, you know, I still made the most of the time. That's a pretty good tactic that I've been using. Well, really, I've just been reading a lot more than watching TV. So, it's almost the opposite. It's like I'm watching TV in between breaks from my books, you know. But, yeah, so I'm watching... I noticed that, and then I realized it was on Disney Plus, so I started watching it on Disney Plus after that. But for some reason, when I looked, they didn't have the first two, and then when I looked again, they had all of them. I don't know if, like, it didn't update or something. Like, it only showed, like, episode 3 and 4 on Disney Plus for some weird reason when I looked. And I couldn't watch the first two, so I had to watch the first two on Hulu and watch the commercials like a peasant. No. But, It was pretty good. I liked it. I wish that they kept the old theme song. I didn't know why they didn't keep that theme song, because that theme song was a slapper. That dun 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 dun. It's creepy. The new one is just like not a lot going on with the new theme. I think they should have kept that. It was cool how they showed that whole intro. And I would have felt hella nostalgic if they did that. I mean, I already do watching it. It does feel like a different show, though. It's a little more professional, so I'll say that. But I like the serial nature of it. Like, Goose... So, if y'all watch American Horror Story, I watch it. I'm watching the new season, which isn't too bad, but it's kind of weird to see...
Like, acting... You know, I mean, I guess they're
kind of doing that on the Kardashians too, but you know what I mean? Like in like a horror thing. She's not great. She's not terrible. The season is weird so far, but it's not bad. I don't know what to think. Probably not one of the best seasons. I really like 1984. Anyway, so there's American Horror Story where it's like it basically they tell one story for a whole season. It's like the freak show. It's the hotel. It's Asylum. Asylum I slept on for so long, and Asylum's probably one of the best ones, honestly. I like 1984. I guess some people don't like it. I thought that one was cool. Like, I thought that the storytelling was better on that one than some of the others, weirdly. I thought it was pretty cool. I like 1984. But then, Roanoke was... I like that one, but I totally get why some people wouldn't. The vampire-alien mix one was just like... They probably just should have made two different seasons out of that. That was just disjointed, but it wasn't... I liked both parts, but I wanted more of the alien part. We got more of the vampires than we got of the aliens. And it was like, why... Couldn't we just get all aliens, you know, or all vampires? Like, why did we split it like that? I think the aliens would have been cool because there's not a lot of alien horror. I did watch an alien horror movie this week, and I'm going to talk about it. But for now, anyway, so American Horror Story normally tells, like, there's 1984. That's like the slasher one. It's all telling a story about these kids at a lake. Freak Show, all telling about these people at a circus. Asylum. Telling a story about an asylum, an insane asylum, right? And which weirdly enough, that one was actually spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. Well, it's been a while now, so if you haven't seen it, you probably, I don't know if you're gonna watch it or not, but spoiler, so that season is about aliens as well. That's like, which was really, I mean, that made it interesting. I'm working on stuff that's related to that, so to me, it's always interesting to see other people's takes on it, and I'm kind of like researching it and kind of developing my own thing. I mean, mine is always different than theirs, which is great. I don't want to copy anybody, you know, but yeah, it's interesting. So American Horror Story is like that, where it's like focus on one thing. American Horror Stories is like each episode tells a different story. And that's so the old Goosebumps was more like American Horror Stories, which I liked. It's like, there might be a couple episodes where it's like part one, part two, part three or whatever. But for the most part, it was like one story's being told through the whole episode, you know. And then the next episode is a different story. The next is a different story. Like, you know, it's like that, which is cool. I like that. I kind of like that format a little better. I guess I'll see how this season goes, but this one is sort of a mix. No, it's not a mix of the two. It's basically telling
story. Like, it's all one story. And it's like,
they're putting different concepts into it, like where each episode is about a different thing that happens, like where it's sort of like the stories thing, but not really. It's cool for what it is. I don't know. I guess we'll see how the rest of the season goes. So far, I liked it. One thing that I thought it was cool. I was actually pretty hyped for it, that I thought about it. So, on the first episode, the ending song is that Travis Scott song, I Get Those Goosebumps Every Time. It was that song. And I thought that was, I was like, yeah, that's perfect. Like, that makes so much sense. Some people probably think it's a little cheesy, but I was like, yeah, you should do that. Shit. You know, you popularized the word goosebumps, So you should use like something that also, like a song that has your book title, Legendary Book Series, in the name. You might as well. But then I got to thinking they should do a whole episode about the ghosts from of the people who died at Travis Scott's concert, right? That would make so much sense. Like, have the crossover. And then you could make like a Travis Scott Goosebumps meal out of it or some shit, right? At like, I don't know where you'd have that one. I guess you could go to McDonald's again. I don't know. I know that's fucked up. Some people are not gonna like that joke. It's a fucked up joke. I know it, but you know what? It was sort of weird. It was like, oh, okay, I guess we're cool with Travis Scott again. Like, after that incident, that was a real bad look. I remember at the time people being like, oh, people die at concerts all the time. I'm like, no, they fucking don't. That shit doesn't happen. Like, maybe every once in a while, maybe like one person or like, yeah, not like fucking nine people and a bunch of other people getting injured. That shit doesn't happen all the time. That was a horrible tragedy, honestly. So I'm just like, it's just funny. I think stands are hilarious, you know? The stands, man. The stands will stand up for anything. They just like, they'll stand for anything too. They just get so firmly entrenched in that artist's nuts that they can't remove themselves, you know? They're just stuck there. On the nuts like that hard. It's crazy. So, yeah. The damn stands. So the Aubrey and the Aubrey stands, they were really in their feelings this week. Let me tell you, they were in their feelings bad, bad this week. I was like, I didn't know what to like, okay, so this whole thing started with that person on Reddit mentioning this Drake line where he said, "So many Czechs owed, I think I'm Czechoslovakian," which is just, it pisses me off because it's a corny ass version of a line from my song Vista, where I said, "Counting more Czechs than the Prague census." Literally the same shit. It's turning Czech into Czech, like it's turning that into that. But it's corny. It's the corny version of it. And it reminds me of all the lines that people think are good. Like people said that was, somebody in that Reddit said, "Stupid tough." And so I comment mine, they're like, "LMAO, bro, stop." Like as if I'm like making shit up and like I'm pathetic for even like trying to like point out that I made some shit before their fucking their fucking idol did, you know? It's like, bro, at the very least I came up with that shit first if it wasn't outright stolen, which I think it was stolen. I think that I mentioned it last week. I think that somebody in the Griselda camp helped write that track. And maybe it was a subliminal thing. Maybe it just got in their head. I know those dudes have looked at my profile. I've seen like the story views. I like one of the this woman that interviewed Conway, Benny, people in Griselda. She follows me. I've been in her comment section. Like they know about me. Trust me. Like they know. I know they know. I get these random likes from like artists like that. So I think that I'm not even trying to fully accuse anyone of stealing. I don't know. I do know that I came up with that shit. That quote has also been in my story highlights for years now. It's from 2018. So it's just, you gotta give me my fucking credit. It's funny to see the fans get mad at me. Like if I sit like there's fans that are barking at Drake shows because of his For All the Dogs album. And the caption on the video said, "Drake got grown men barking." And I said, "Makes sense. Drake fans are bitches." And then I put in parentheses because I didn't want fucking Instagram to get me in trouble again because I just got a violation fucking calling a Drake fan a sensitive hoe. Even though they were being a sensitive hoe. Like, if I make a comment about an artist you like, and your response to that is to go to my profile and insult my 10-year-old daughter, you're being a sensitive bitch. I'm sorry. Like, you're whack as fuck for that. And you have a fucking mental illness if you think that that's, like, just cool to do. Something's seriously wrong with you. And I don't give a fuck. I just think it's stupid that you go that low and that people think it's like other fans agreeing with that behavior. I'm like, this is some of the most loserish shit I've ever seen. Like, it has never been cool to insult people's kids for no fucking reason. Like, they were calling her a tortoise. They were saying she looked like a tortoise. And I'm like, does that have racial connotations? Because it kind of feels like it, honestly. I feel like, you know, there are all these stupid racial slurs and, like, people comparing black people to animals. But, you know, monkeys is a common one. People say that shit. That's obviously fucking racist. Everyone, I think at this point, most people know not to say that. It's like, that's an obvious, like, it's just been one that has been repeated so much that over time it's like people know, okay, that's not cool. I mean, I know people still fucking do it, but the people who are on the fence know that that's not okay, you know. People who are like, maybe they're not racist, but they're not fully sympathetic to black people, even they know that, right? But the frog one is another one that's pretty, you know. And then turtle, like, that's another one that's like, it you know, I know it's borderline, maybe it's a reach, but I'm like, kind of feels like that's what they're fucking saying, which is like, which is weird that they're doing that to a girl that's mixed when the guy, this artist they like is mixed. So I don't think Drake would approve of that, to be honest with you. I don't think Aubrey would approve of you fucking calling a 10-year-old girl a tortoise because you're mad at someone's fucking opinion. Like, how lame does that get? I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to keep going on about that. But I would say that Aubrey contributing to Sexy Red's popularity might be the worst thing he's ever done. And he's done a lot of whack shit, I know. Maybe the blackface was worse. I don't know. God, that was so goofy, wasn't it? I saw this meme that said, like, because Drake is, like, throwing shots at Rihanna on his album, and this meme said, Drake started throwing shots at women because the last time he tried to throw shots at a man, his secret son in blackface pictures got exposed. He got his ass whooped in that beef with Pusha T, and, like, I was happy about that, because it's about time somebody put that motherfucker in his place. Like, I've done it, but people don't really give a fuck what I have to say, because I don't have millions of followers and shit. I have a savage-ass diss. I still think it's the best diss. Views from 6 feet under, goddamn. I listened to that again the other day, and I'm like, you know, I'm young. I'm a young man when I'm making this diss. And it's not my best work, but it is fucking savage, and it's just packed with lines that Drake and his fans would get more than most people, because I really was just, like, fucking using all of his song, his fucking, I did the Jackin' for Beats Ice Cube style, and I rapped over, like, I think probably, like, 10 of his beats, something like that, and I'm just going off for 6 minutes, fucking, take care, your bars ain't on the level my bars on, the game will thank me later when you're so far gone, all that type of shit, like, just naming his albums and shit, and the whole thing, Views from 6 Feet Under, because he was gonna call his album Views from the Six. I like to think he changed the name to Views because of me. The thing that's funny is Sauce Walker was dissing him around that time, and Sauce Walker used some of my motherfucking lines. I was like, what? Because I was promoting that track. I was actually trying to get that shit heard. I was coming for that motherfucker's neck. So I think Sauce Walker heard it. Because it actually got some traction on, like, fucking, what was that, Reverb Nation? Shit. I didn't expect that. I had it in forums, and a bunch of Drake fanboys were getting all but heard about it, you know, just saying I was trash and all this stuff. And it's like, that's funny as hell, man. They get so mad. Like, they get so defensive. And it's so funny to see because I can see his fans in him and vice versa. Like, when I see the sensitivity, like, I just saw a video of him getting mad that, like, Kanye had him fly out and like, work on a song. And it was the Lift Me Up. And Kanye trolled him by putting that verse on there. Poopity scoop, scoopity whoopity doop. Like, that shit. And fucking, you could see Drake was still upset about the shit. I'm like, bro, let that shit go. You know? Let that shit go. I thought that shit was hilarious when I heard that. I didn't realize that Kanye did that to him. And I thought it was funny as fuck. It is a pretty good troll. I'll give it to Kanye on that one. That shit is pretty funny. And I understand why he might be annoyed by that. But, like, I would have let that shit go. Like, I would have been like, whatever, alright. I probably would have laughed about it, actually. I wouldn't have been that mad. It's like, whatever, man. I know you're fucking with me. Why did you do this? Fucking dick. But, yeah, I would respond. I'd just laugh at that shit. Be like, whatever, man. You want to waste a fucking beat? Go ahead. That was a pretty good beat, you know? I feel like Kanye's beats, I don't feel like they've been very good for a while. I don't feel like his music in general has been very good. And I, you know, I've always thought, I'm not going to lie, people are going to be mad. You can find the documented history of me saying that dude's overrated. Because here's the thing. The production's cool. We've seen producers like that before. It's cool. I'd even argue he was one of the best producers for a while. We've heard producers like that. Honestly. Like, it's not anything out of the realm of normal, I don't think. And then the rhymes, it's like a good line, a bad line, a good line, a bad line, and he ain't even writing the shit. It's like, it's super hit and miss. You listen to a Kanye song, and it has like, fucking, Father Stretch My Hands. That one has a great beat. It has a great chorus from Kid Cudi. Kanye comes on there and says, if I fuck this model and she just bleach her asshole and I get bleach on my t-shirt, I'm gonna feel like an asshole, which is one of the worst sequences of bars that I've heard. And I heard that Rhymefest and like stormed out of the writing room when Kanye decided to use that Rhymefest said that, and I'm like, I probably would have done the same. Would have been like, no, bro, fucking ruining a beautiful song with this fucking ass. Like, literally. It's just like, yeah, that shit was terrible. I don't care what anyone says, that shit's terrible, man. We gotta stop allowing this shit, you know? We gotta stop fucking, you know, Drake making Sexy Red more popular. It's just, this Sexy Red, no lie, one of the worst fucking artists I've ever heard. She can't fucking rap on beat. The bars are fucking trash. Her voice is annoying. Like, I kind of get the appeal. It's like that ratchet shit that's like hype. But goddamn, she sucks. Like, she is fucking terrible. I can't front. I don't want to hate on people. Like, that's cool. But at the same time, it's like, these people are taking shine from people who are talented and who work hard. It just feels like, I don't even know if she wrote that shit, but if she did, she should write a little fucking better than that. God damn. I guess it worked, because you dumbasses eat that shit up. My country pink, my booty hole brown. Fucking terrible, man. Just terrible. It's nonsensical. Like, she says, I'm out of town, thugging with my rounds, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. That shit doesn't even make sense. It's not coherent. It's just jumping from shit to shit. And it's like, okay, you're just naming shit. Like, okay, just random ass one syllable rhymes. That's what we're doing? That's what's hot in the streets? Coochie's hot in the streets. Shit. And then I saw, I don't know if that was real, but she got pregnant. I'm like, well, that's not shocking. She calls herself like the Raw Dog Queen and all this shit. And she makes like porn rap, you know? And it's like, all right. I don't like that direction where shit's heading. It's like some women, a lot of the successful women rappers are fucking selling sex, you know? That's what they're doing in their songs. It's hypersexual shit, you know, WAP, that dangly thing in the back of her throat, all that shit, like, just over the top with it. And it's like, they don't, I mean, to me, it's like, okay, that's cool, but like, y'all don't have bars, though. Like, you could actually make a song like that and have some fucking bars, but they don't really. Even with the writers and shit, I'm like, y'all need to hire some better writers. What the fuck? Some of these verses are whack. Doesn't Cardi B sound like she's reading? Like, when I hear her, she's like, it sounds like she's reading. That dangly thing in the back of my throat. She sounds slow, you know? It sounds like she's fucking reading a verse that someone wrote her every time I hear her ass. I don't know. I wasn't trying to kill the industry like this. I'm sorry. Aubrey legitimately might have the most annoying fans, though, because, like, J. Cole fans are annoying, Kendrick fans are annoying, but the Aubrey fans, it's like the Beehive, but with beta males. It's the Beta Hive. That's what it is. That's what his fan base should be called, the Beta Hive. For real, man, it's just a bunch of bitch-ass motherfuckers that get in their feelings, think it's cool to talk about fucking 10-year-olds and fucking try to shit on someone for making real hip-hop, but I'm not doing the numbers that a fucking corporate conglomerate is doing, and somehow that's like, ooh, you suck, you're not doing those numbers. It's like, where the fuck's your career, bro? I got more of a career than most of you motherfuckers. The 99% of you, my music career and my Godcast career has been more successful than 99% of you motherfuckers. I have done shows with legends. What the fuck have you done besides be a little bitch in Instagram comments? That's all you've done. You wouldn't say that shit to my face because you get knocked out. I'm not even mad, but if you try to disrespect me in my face, you get fucking KO'd, so... don't try that shit. Don't think it's cool. You see me. If you see me out there, you try to say some disrespectful shit. If you say some disrespectful shit about my daughter, I'll fucking flatline your ass, motherfuckers. I don't know why they try that shit. It's so lame. It's like, it's always private accounts. The ultimate sign of bitch-assness. These private accounts talking shit. It's like, yeah, okay. The way I look at it, if the fucking algorithm is going to force an artist on me that I don't want to fucking hear, I'm going to comment on it. I'm going to get something out of it. You are giving me something out of it. That's what you don't know. I'm setting you dumbasses up. I want you to say some shit. It's more engagement for me. I don't give a fuck if you like my music or not. Because truthfully, you don't fucking listen. You shit on it. You don't actually listen. Like, you'll one dude, he had, like, his fucking, what's it called? His number of views in his bio, I don't know, was, like, a couple, like, tens of thousands of views or whatever. Cool, bro. Okay. It was in his bio. So he sees me comment on Drake. I think I just called this Drake verse mediocre because this fucking rap outlet was hyping this mid-ass verse that was, like, it wasn't impressive, and they were like, well, Drake was rapping like he was hungry, like he needed to pay the rent. And I'm like, that motherfucker has never had to worry about paying the rent. He was a child star, bro. He was a child star who, he had money then. He grew up in an affluent area, and fucking, he's never had to worry about that. Star from the bottom, now we're here. That's why I don't like that motherfucker, because it's fake as hell. All that shit's fake. It's written by other people. It's capitalizing on broke people who he doesn't fucking respect. You saw the shit he said about Joe Budden? All that shit he was saying, like, about Budden, like, you live in a modest house in this area code. You fly private for special occasions and all this shit. And it's like, he's shitting on him for shit that 99% of y'all can't relate to anyway. And y'all ride with that motherfucker. Y'all ride with a motherfucker who doesn't know who you are. You're just a dollar sign to him. He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck about making good music. He just fucking puts out whatever he thinks is gonna do numbers. He doesn't give a fuck about being creative. He has his writers and producers come up with some shit, and he's just the figurehead of it. It's just like, it's a fucking virus, man. It's destroying the essence of hip-hop. That's why I don't fuck with motherfuckers like that. Like, y'all think I'm a hater and shit. It's like, no, I'm actually a lover. Like, I fucking love the art form, and I see this shit as destructive to it. This whack shit where this motherfucker could get ripped, his asshole ripped open in a battle, and people would be like, well, Drake got more money than Pusha T, though. Like, that lame-ass shit where it's like, so he could never win. So, in that sense, so I guess fucking Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk should battle Drake, and then by your logic, he would lose, right? It's just stupid. That shit ain't about money. Hip-hop ain't about being commercial, making money, and all that. Fuck that shit. I came to the conclusion that's some of the worst fucking hip hop. Is that shit that's about fucking, I made more money than you. I made more money than you. I got more money than you. I got more stuff than you. All that fucking, like, that bullshit ass, like, bling bling era rap. Like, that shit is trash, man, because it doesn't, there's only so many ways to say the same shit. It's not creative to be like, to just basically flex your wealth by talking about shit you own. That shit sucks. Like, can we stop doing that? That's, like, probably the most played out, like, subject in hip-hop. Nobody gives a fuck anymore. Well, apparently y'all are eating it up. But for me, I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you made, what money you fucking made. You ain't the richest person in the world, so what the fuck does it matter? And even then, being rich isn't really that much of a flex, to be honest. Like, if you're a billionaire and you know people are fucking starving, you know you don't need a goddamn $1 billion. You don't need that. Nobody needs $1 billion. You let people starve, you let people suffer, you let people struggle, and you keep all that money. You got more money than you or your family could spend for generations. And you want to sit there and fucking brag about it on top of it. It's like, bro, you're ruining the fucking world. Like, do you realize that? I mean, and part of me gets it, because part of me is like, well, this world's fucked anyway. Like, there's so much, you know, you can't change everything. But if some of these motherfuckers would just try, we'd be a lot further along. Feels like there's a lot of basic human rights that have been neglected. But fucking, we just keep letting the billionaires eat. It's just fucked up, man. It's just a fucked up scenario. Yeah, anyway, let me get off the soapbox. But yeah, the one thing that's funny about the Drake fans getting so mad at me is, like, some of them will actually really listen, and they hate to admit it, but eventually they're like, actually, bro, you're really good. And a couple of them are like, even like, I've had people say I was better than Drake, like hardcore Drake fans. Hardcore, that hate to admit it. They think I'm a hater. They don't want to admit it, but like, when I dropped Chamber Zero, they were like, you're actually better than Drake. And it blew my mind. I was like, I honestly didn't expect that. I thought they would just keep hating because they know I didn't fuck with that shit. That was crazy. And I agree. To me, I'm like, I'm making kind of like a better version of the shit you like. You want to hate on it, but like, nobody ever talks about the lyrics. They talk about everything but the lyrics because they know the lyrics are solid. You can't say shit about the lyrics. Most of y'all probably don't even understand them anyway. So you can't really say shit. You'll say shit about everything else. Like, oh, the mixing sucks. Everyone turns into a fucking audio nerd whenever you diss their favorite artist. It's like, then they're a fucking audio nerd. The reason why I did that shit in the first case is because I felt insulted that someone stole my shit again. I'm tired of it, you know? Like, in a way, it's flattering, but at the same time, it's like, I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of not getting any credit for the great shit that I've done, you know? For real. Like, I work hard at this shit. I try to think outside the box and come up with original ideas, and y'all fucking steal them. That shit sucks. And I don't get any fucking credit. Yeah. I don't know. It's funny to, yeah, like, it's funny to watch Aubrey diss Joe Budden, and then there's, like, these videos that surface where he meets Joe Budden, and he's like, "It's an honor to meet you. I used to try to rap like you and all this shit. It's an honor to be in your presence and all this shit." And it's like, did you not realize those videos existed or what? Because you look hella lame now for, like, trying to diss somebody that you looked up to because they didn't like some album that a lot of fucking people don't like. And for the same reasons he didn't like it, too. It's like, yeah. Why are you working with... You know Sexy Red is not a good rapper. You know that, bro. You know she's not good. Why are you working with her? Why? She seems like an industry plant, to be honest. You might... Honestly, Aubrey's probably an industry plant. Would anyone be surprised that the former child star who got put on by Lil Wayne was an industry plant? It would make total sense. Because, I mean, the talent has never been that exceptional. Never. He doesn't have any classic albums. Zero. Like, most of the time you've been around that long, you got at least a classic album. What's his classic? What's his classic album? I guess Drake fans will say something like, "Take Care." So, or, "If You're Reading This, It's Too Late." I've heard that. I'm like, no, that shit ain't a classic. Fucking, what's the other one? "Nothing Was the Same." All those, they sound so emotional, right? The names, "Take Care," "So Far Gone." "If You're Reading This, It's Too Late." "Honestly, Never Mind." Oh, man. Sorry, I'm cracking myself. Anyway. On the bright side, I'll be recording a lot more soon, so you won't just hear me fucking talking about music. You'll actually hear music, which is a good thing, because I don't want to be doing this shit. I don't want to be talking about music when I don't have new music. That ain't fun. So, yeah. It'll happen, though. Oh, man. It's been interesting. It's been an interesting time. So... let me get into KZR reviews. That actually works pretty well, right? I'm going to review some stuff I saw. So let's see. First off, I saw the Royal Hotel. Well, actually, that was the... these are all out of order. I saw three new movies this week. One was the Royal Hotel. Very mixed feelings about the movie. It did... So a lot of times when I watch a movie... at the time, I won't like it as much. Then I'll reflect a little. In this case, it was like, after the movie finished, I was like, damn, this was like a 5. It might have even been a 4 out of 11 Zeus Slabs God. I reflected a little. I give it a 6. It's a 6 Zeus Slabs out of 11. So I liked how it started. And then... this is one of the scenarios where it's like, oh, maybe I should have actually researched this film a little. Because when I saw it, I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was expecting, like, kind of an adventure type of thing. Or just, like, they're traveling around Australia, right? Like, trying to get back home. So I thought when I first, you know, I thought it was going to be, like, that type of movie. And it was. But I didn't realize... I was like, yeah, some of these guys are kind of weird. I didn't realize until probably the last third of the movie that it was really a movie about all these kind of sexual predators, right? Like, these guys are just trying to get with them so hard, and they're doing weird shit, you know, like, just basically being too forward, I guess, you know? There's a scene where this girl's about to... she's, like, blackout drunk, and she's gonna go off with these four guys. And the other girl is, like, swinging an axe to keep her from leaving. And she, like, pops the guy's wheels and shit. So it takes a very dark turn. It gets very dark, like, in the last, like, 15 minutes, really. And so it kind of caught me off guard. I didn't really like that very much. Like, it's a pretty good movie, but the end of it is just such a quick spiral where it's like, it was kind of like a funny movie, and then it just turns into that. And, like, personally, I didn't really fully like that. I don't think it was terrible, and I think there was enough of it to like that I could, you know, I would recommend it to some. But that, I think a lot of people wouldn't like the ending, though. Spoiler alert, I'll tell you. So they're staying at this Royal Hotel. They're working as bartenders, right? And so all this shit goes wrong. The owner leaves. The owner leaves them in really a bad situation because these regulars that are always there start getting, like, there's been, like, this whole thing where they're trying to get with the girls. But then it really gets weird, you know, where it's like, oh, this is getting weird now. Like, these girls are alone in, like, a bar full of men, and these guys seem like they're trying to fuck them. And so it just gets weird at the end, you know. And one of the girls ends up getting, she catches a hatchet, that axe to the face, and it splits her face open. And then the other girl ends up, like, telling the guys to leave. One of the guys gets knocked out by another guy, and, like, and then at the end, they set the hotel on fire, and they're walking off, and it cuts away. And it's just like, I don't know, I didn't really like, the ending wasn't great. I get it, and some people probably like it. For me, it was like, okay, what the fuck? Like, it started out as, like, this fun girls trip, and it just turns into them getting fucked up and burning down the hotel they were staying at, you know? And I don't know, it was a pretty fucked up movie, like the last part of it. But I give it a 6 out of 11 Zeus Slaps God. The other movie I saw, or another movie I saw, was The Creator. Now that movie was better than I expected. If The Royal Hotel was worse, this movie was actually better than I expected. I did not know what to expect. I didn't know much about it. I actually embarrassingly thought it was like a Star Wars spinoff. I think it's because the way they advertised it, the guy who directed Rogue One. So, and the way they made it look like it was like a Star Wars spinoff. I didn't know. I found out before I saw it that it wasn't. But my initial interest was like, oh, maybe this will be like Mandalorian. It'll be like one of these spinoffs that's actually cool, you know? And it was cool. Definitely not Star Wars, but a cool movie. That's not a bad thing either, to not be Star Wars now, not to be Disney Star Wars, because, yeah, I don't know about Disney Star Wars. I actually haven't seen Episode 9. I probably will at some point, but I haven't had as much of a desire to actually watch it. Star Wars Episode 9, the last one. I've heard very mixed things, extremely mixed, like, seems very love or hate it, so I should watch it because I've seen the other fucking 8 movies, but yeah, it's hard to commit the time. So anyway, yeah, so The Creator, it's about AI, and I won't give too much away, but it's about AI. It's an emotional movie. It's good. Original. Feels very relevant for right now. And yeah, like, good acting, interesting story, interesting concepts. I give it 8 out of 11 Zeus Slaps, God. That was one of the better movies I've seen recently. I definitely would recommend it to sci-fi fans. Very solid movie. Very cool. Thank you. Very cool. And the last one I saw, probably my most controversial review, because Royal Hotel was actually probably a better movie than this, but I think I got more of what I wanted out of this one. Although I also didn't like the ending too much. Now, The Creator had a real solid ending. I'll give it that. That might have been the difference in the movies. The Creator had a pretty kick-ass ending, honestly, for what it was. Like, you feel something when you watch that movie. And it makes you think a lot. It definitely makes you think about AI and the future of AI and all that. So yeah, I like that movie. But this movie, it wasn't in theaters, but I'll review it because it's a new movie. No one will save you. It's like a movie about an alien abduction. Now, the effects on the aliens are not the greatest. It's a Hulu movie. That was one of the drawbacks. They're not terrible. They're better than, like, Spawn, that 90s movie. But the effects are, like, they kind of look like Sci-Fi Channel, but maybe better than that. Probably better than that. A little higher budget. But, yeah, they're not the greatest effects. But other than that, it's a creepy movie. I think it's pretty wild that, like, there's... Is there any dialogue? It's very little dialogue, if there's any dialogue, in the whole movie. And it's just this girl trying to survive this alien attack. And I thought it was cool. It picked up, because as I'm watching, I'm like, oh, this might be trash. I almost turned it off. You know, it starts a little slow or a little rough. But then I stuck with it. And I was impressed by the acting job of this woman, because she doesn't use words, really. Which makes sense. I mean, she's mostly, like, trying to hide from these aliens, so she's not talking. She doesn't want them to hear her. So, yeah, I thought it was good. I give it a 7 out of 11 Zeus Slaps God, which might be high. I realize that. It might really be a 6, maybe even a 5. But I was feeling it when I watched it. I liked it, you know. And that's what I would give it. Be positive. So now, let me get myself canceled. Let me get myself canceled. Israel versus Gaza. Let's go. Let's go. Israel versus Palestine. Let's go. Let's get canceled tonight, baby. So I want to say this. Because I think this is a lose-lose scenario for me to even talk about this. I feel like the media narrative is very clearly on one side, right? But this is what I have to say. Anytime people are dying on both sides of a conflict, there is no right and wrong. Both sides are wrong. People are dying. You know, we got to stop with that narrative where it's like, there's like someone that's 100% right and someone that's 100% wrong, because it's never like that in reality. Think of right and wrong like yin and yang. I'm debating whether I should name that the episode or name it Beta Hive. I think I'm going to go with Beta Hive because it's funnier. But I like that name, right and wrong, yin and yang. But there's a little bit of dark in the light and there's a little bit of light in the dark. A little bit of right in every wrong, and a little bit of wrong in every right. It's facts, man. Nothing is ever 100%. Remember that. Stop speaking in these absolutes, you know? Thinking of things in absolutes. We do too much of that. Everything's an absolute. And it just makes things less meaningful. You know, if everything's an absolute, there's no room for wiggle. There's no wiggle room. There's no room for dissent or anything. It's just, no one, people aren't able to do anything different, you know, for themselves. That's what I would say. So we got to do better in that way. Israel has the power to cut off, like, Palestine's power and electricity, you know. At least that's what I've been led to believe, digging into this a little, right? I could be wrong, and don't come to me as the news source. I mean, I try to do my best. I try to be more honest. I don't have an agenda. I don't have any sponsors that are telling me to say one thing or another. So you can trust that I'm giving you information that I believe to be true. I'm not, like, just trying to... Because truthfully, that's what I fight for, is truth. There's right, there's wrong, and there's truth, you know. Truth, just more transparency. That's what I'm about. So, I feel like it's been really interesting to see the media paint it as, like, Hamas represents all of Palestine, and they're just evil, the terrorist attack, you know, and all that. And it's like, there have been a lot of atrocities on both sides, but let's not act like Israel is innocent here, you know. The people, the civilians that are dying, those people are all innocent. Shit, even the soldiers are innocent, you know, to an extent. It's like they're doing what they're following orders for the most part. Who's really to blame here is greed, as always. Greed is what's to blame. It's all about greed. It's fighting over resources and land. That's what this comes down to. But the Palestinian people deserve to have the same rights as the Israeli people. It doesn't feel like they're being given a fair shot. It's been creepy to watch how many celebrities like come out in support of Israel. Like, compared to other conflicts, it's like random. I saw fucking Floyd Mayweather writing these long paragraphs about his support for Israel. I'm like, bro, you never talk about anything political. Like, what the fuck? I found that so odd, man. I'm not saying for people to not talk about that stuff, but it's a little weird. I know LeBron came out and supported Israel, and it's like, it's a little weird that we keep seeing stuff like that. I wonder what Kyrie thinks about this. Someone get Kyrie's take. No, don't. Don't ruin that man's career, because whatever he says is not going to help his career. I guarantee that. I like Kyrie as a player. I want to see him on the court more. Let's leave that shit off the court, you know. I am kind of fascinated by what Kyrie's take would be on that, though. If I could hear from anyone, I'd like to hear from Kyrie on this current conflict. Oh, man. So, yeah. Clearly, I wish, honestly, in this whole thing, I just wish for peace for everyone, you know? All life is meaningful. Like, it's not...
Oh, their lives mean more. These lives mean more. It's like, no.
It's life. It's life, man. All those people have connections to other people. They make hundreds, thousands of connections in their lives. Everybody means something, you know? Everybody's life has meaning, and to take that life away, it's like, we can't keep trivializing that. It means a lot. Like, we can't keep doing that. So that's my message, man. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and act like anyone's 100% innocent, but I definitely feel like, obviously, Hamas is a terrorist group, bad news. The Israeli military has done a lot of fucked up things to Palestinians over the years. I kind of feel like Palestine overall, from everything that I've learned about this over the years, fucking going back to junior high and shit, I had Palestinians in my classes and shit. I definitely feel like Palestine is more of the victim in this. And that's just my thoughts. You know, don't kill me for that. I'm basing it on my research, you know. A lot of y'all seem to be blindly following, because I saw, like, Israel is the greatest ally to the U.S., and I don't know how they qualify that. I don't know who our greatest ally is, but I don't think of it being Israel, you know. I don't know. It feels like that's more of a one-way thing, where we give a bunch of money to Israel, and I don't know what they give us in return. I'm not sure. It seems to just always be conflicts going on over there. So I hope that they can resolve these conflicts. I don't want anyone to die, you know. I don't wish on anyone. And I want people to live happy lives, like, honestly. So that's what I would say. I'm actually working on an album that relates to all that. You ever feel like we made, like, no progress over time? Like, sometimes I'm reflecting on it, I'm like, damn, we're still fighting about the same shit we've always been fighting about. The wealth gap keeps widening all the time. Like, it's not getting better. It's the same shit all the time, man. It's like, still a lot of racism. Honestly, like, people, like, yeah, I get, well, slavery isn't really gone, but mass slavery on, like, an acceptable worldwide scale, where it's like, that was just like, oh yeah, this is what we do in our country. That's gone by like a technicality only, because truthfully, a lot of people are working wages where they can't get by. They have to rent from someone that owns a property, right? You have to spend your money to rent a place. You don't get to stay there permanently. You don't own any land or anything. The majority of people, you don't own that land. So you're renting from other people. And it's the, there's a couple very rich people that control the banks, a lot of the corporations, and the financial system and all that stuff. They control it all. A lot of you are slaves. And I'm not saying I'm not either. I fall into the same category. We're just working. We're tiny cogs in a massive machine that is capitalism. You know? We don't mean anything to this machine. If we die, they'll replace us tomorrow. And we sit here fighting over scraps. And fucking tearing each other limb from limb over opinions and shit. They got you right where they want you. The fact that I just talked about a bunch of bullshit for most of this episode, and this actually means something, and it's buried at the end. Because I feel like I have to bury it, because if I talk about this shit, I get shadow banned. And fucking, they won't let anyone hear my message, because they don't like my message. They don't like the light that I provide the world. They want to dim that light. They want to turn that light off. So if you're watching this, listening to this, if you made it this far, don't let them do that. That's what they want. They saw my numbers rising. They saw we reached the top 3% most shared podcast. And this year, I don't know what the numbers are going to be, but it feels like it took a dive. And I don't feel like the show got worse, really. So it's interesting, man. Interesting to see. Maybe y'all don't care about video as much. Maybe it would be better if I went back to audio and had the music and everything. Probably should have done that anyway, but you know, my bad. But I don't know. Don't let the world try to make you feel bad about yourself. I want you to feel good about yourself. I want everyone to live their dreams truthfully, you know, and I send all my love to all of you out there. I'm going to do a couple of your favorite segments now, so stay tuned. Well, I mean, I'm going to do them right now. KZRO's boards! So the Dodgers suck. They're the chokinest chokes that ever choked. Jesus. Back-to-back years of just humiliating exits from the playoffs. It's weird to transition into this now, but yeah. I've always thought the sports were trivial. I'll be straight up with you. I've contemplated just getting rid of the sports from here because I don't think it's that. You can go to plenty of shows for sports. I kind of want to do different shit with it, like just make stupid topics about sports or make it funnier, you know? Because me covering sports as like a journalist, I think I can do it competently, but I don't think it's the most interesting subject. I'd rather talk about other shit. So yeah, the Niners got robbed. Who had money on Cleveland? Somebody made some money off that game. I know they did. That was sus. There's so many bad calls in that game. So many penalties. I know it was over 20 between the two sides. Like, it was crazy. Basically, whole touchdowns gifted, you know, off of the penalties alone. So yeah, that sucked. It's funny to watch the people like, oh, so the Niners play a good defense and now they lose. It's like, they played the Cowboys last week. That's one of the best defenses in the league. Like, when did the Browns get to be this amazing defense? Like, yeah, they look good, but it's just goofy. Like, they've lost two games. The Cowboys on paper looked better going in. Just kind of silly, I don't know. The weather was bad. Purdy didn't do well. But even then, he put him in position to win at the end, and the fucking kicker missed, so what can you do? That's all you can really do. NBA starting up soon. That's happening, and I'm going to get into the book. Now let us read from the Book of Graph. Just wrote some shit. Where's it at? Okay, there we go. I feel like this one was better. Okay. this charity, recognize when shit gives and stop being so sensitive. Damn y'all ill, I mean ill mentally, I pay no mind, this game is real finicky. This charity, recognize when shit gives and stop being so sensitive. Damn y'all ill, I mean ill mentally, I pay no mind, this game is real finicky. Can't get a hip-hop's house, I got no credit, career so deaded that mold has mold, get it? Do I have to show some teeth to be bitten? Reviews praising so much Z's written. My quill is NyQuil, but never boring. Even though haters forever snoring. My underground heat still lying dormant. Wait till I blow in this Biden torment. My cipher's 25 to lifers with sentences. Best writer, none higher. I'm dimensionless. Like water in any form. My mic slaughters. But the rap world needs to let me live, I'm quite proper. I taught you how to rap, the educator. Word to BDP, my BDS deads the haters. I could have the whole world saved through raps. I'm so generous, drop your knees if I gave you scraps. This charity, recognize when shit gives and stop being so sensitive. Damn y'all ill, I mean ill mentally. I pay no mind, this game is real finicky. This charity, recognize when shit gives and stop being so sensitive. Damn y'all ill, I mean ill mentally. I pay no mind, the game is real finicky. And that's our show. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I know I went in a lot of different directions. I was speaking from the heart. I mean, I had shit written. I don't even think I got to everything. Well, I basically did. I skipped a couple things, but I got to the important things. But I appreciate you listening. You one person out there, I appreciate you. For real. You are the reason I do this. No, I appreciate it, though. And I'm just always trying to make the show better. I gotta get more money. Once I get more money, you'll see the show be a lot better. I feel like it's good. It's probably not for everyone, but hey, I'm trying out here. I'm trying to make interesting content. I'm trying to be thought-provoking shit for me even. I'm trying to be thought-provoking for myself. Come up with different shit, you know? So what can I do? I try. Much love, much peace. Until next time, this is Life in Zero Gravity.